Hold on. I've been waiting for my turn to do this.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Next time on Homebrew Detritus. Oh, shit. Last time on Homebrew Detritus.
That's not even the line.
Hey, what happened last time? Homebrew Detritus.
Both are incorrect.
It's previously on.
Previously on Homebrew Detritus.
Boom.
All of that is.
Been paying attention. Got a 1,000-yard stare right now.
Oh, God. Evans is worse. Evan wins.
Oh, Evan wins. He sees the massive form of the squid, the size of a cathedral. Its skin shifts with
bioluminescent, sorry.
Yeah, I knew it. I just said it wrong.
Okay.
Bioluminescent. Blech.
Noob, say it.
Bioluminescent, loser.
Damn.
Jesus, show off.
I wanted to be a marine biologist. Look at me now, Dad. Are you happy?
He's not.
It stirred, and a tiny feminine figure rose from the dregs. Her stare of consternation never left him as she wiped the muck from the short gray silken hair of her body and insectile wings. You are a terrible wizard. Now go, fetch me some clothes. There is much to be done.
They are called Fosgrim.
Oh, what?
Fosgrim.
Fosgrim.
Yeah,
I'll
they are a special type of fae. They have enchanting music. They're normally found.
It only took you 37 tries.
I've been waiting for this. I've been so excited. I'm gonna fuck it up.
You're like, none of
the hate mahogany. Damn.
What?
Shit. Damn, that was cold.
I didn't say that.
I only took you 37 tries. I heard you. That's fine.
Yeah, so what? That was try 37. That's all I'm saying. That wasn't me.
Noob's like the guy nuts as soon as he takes his pants down. Like,
yeah! Oh. Well, you know, it saves time.
I'm out of here. See you guys later.
Yay!
He's gone, but there's still five faces of Noob in the corner.
That's my least favorite martial arts movie.
I recently watched Suicide Squad 2.
I did too. I enjoyed it.
Was pleasantly entertained, I must say.
Same. I enjoyed it.
Enjoyed it? I haven't watched it yet.
No opinion.
I'll tell you this. We went to the theater to see it, even though you could watch it on HBO. It's a good theater movie. I don't want to spoil anything. I will say that we left the theater. It was me and Mahogany went. And she had to use the bathroom, so I'm outside smoking, and I hear this older man go, "Did y'all just go see the Suicide Squad?" And I was like, I'll bullshit with a stranger for a minute, and I turn around, but two teenagers intercepted the conversation, and were like, yeah, we saw it. And then this old guy just started being negative about how terrible the movie was, and I've never been so thrilled to be cut off from a conversation because I didn't want to hear anything that old guy was saying at that point. It was just like, oh, you sad old bitch. I'm just going to meander over here and smoke because I enjoyed the fuck out of it. I thought it was fun.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yes.
I'll tell you what I did enjoy, which is also a really good theater movie, The Green Knight. It's got real Vavitch vibes, like The Witch. I think it's the same studio, A24. Yeah. A lot of visual storytelling, a lot of excellent cinematography.
A lot of butt.
I didn't see much.
I don't know, I was guessing. I haven't seen it either.
But it's really good. It's a pretty unknown story, Arthurian story. Not unknown, but...
I mean, I know that one. I mean,
yeah. Sir Gawain and the Green
Lesser
Knight.
Known for sure.
Lesser known, it's, yes.
I don't know it.
It's about Arthur's nephew.
Ah.
Todd Pendragon.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's definitely worth a watch. I strongly recommend it if you like atmospheric, odd movies that make you just go.
Weird fantasy. Where can you watch it? What's it on?
I think it's only in the theater right now.
Yeah, it was just in the theater.
Which is weird for a movie now to be just in the theater.
If you're Disney Plus, you get sued because you release it simultaneously.
Oh, is that why they did that $30 thing?
No,
they did it because they're greedy. I know. But like, the only thing I have to complain about going to the theater is the 25 solid minutes of previews. And I absolutely hate any kind of, like, I don't want to know anything about a movie before I go into it. I want to find out that a movie is happening by somebody saying, hey, you want to go see this movie? And I'm like, sure. And that's enough. That's more than enough to know about the movie. So I have to sit there with my fingers in my ears humming and going, waiting for the preview.
25 minutes.
And
Jesus.
Just with my eyes closed. And it's so loud. So it's like really hard to, like, I think I'm going to bring these headphones next time or something.
Are we back there again? Like, people spent years bitching about the length of commercials and previews before movies. And they finally started chopping them down.
Yeah, this is the first movie we've been going to the theater
on and off for
a little while, but this is the first or second time we've gone, and it's literally like, here's everything coming for like the next few months, and here's a 3-minute trailer of each thing. It was 25 minutes from the start time before the movie actually started.
Mm-hmm. Jeez. I hate Noovie. Y'all know the
thing. Real early.
Yeah, the time online said 2:45, but it was 3:45.
So I
went and bought a milkshake, and then came back, and I was still 45 minutes early.
Oh, yeah, no.
Also, my body hates popcorn now. Can't eat that anymore.
I mean, the butter is probably your culprit, not the popcorn.
Halfway through the movie, I was like, okay.
I spent $50 and I'm going to take a 10-minute break to shit in the middle of this.
Yep.
Thanks, movie theater.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, at least it's movie theater popcorn, so it's plenty greased up for you. It should shoot right out.
actually, the movie theater is an odd place because it is really literally one of the only places men violate the one social taboo we have about the bathroom and about going out together, because everybody has to pee so bad by the end. You all go to the bathroom at once.
Yeah, that's the first stop. You're right. Well, the trash can on the way out, and then you actually pick up all your popcorn that you spilled during the movie before you leave the theater, right?
Oh, ain't you nice?
No, I don't do that.
I sometimes sprinkle mine on the floor, just if I have any left over, I just toss it around.
You're so that person.
No, okay. Not really. But, I mean, I feel like other people do, because geez Louise, it's really crunchy.
Yeah, it's ridiculous when they turn those lights on. That's the two places you don't want to see with the lights on, is a movie theater and a strip club.
So. If I walk through a theater and I hear crunching under my feet, I'm like, please let this be popcorn. Please.
I forget which movie it was we went to go see, but you know, you wait now. You go through the credits because there might be more. There might be a little nugget of 15 seconds at the end. And I can't remember. I think it might have been Logan. But it was one of those movies that you think there'd be a post-credit scene and there's not. And I remember sitting there and we're watching the credits, and there's the lady with the broom and the dustpan. She goes, "There's nothing at the end."
I think it was me and you at the theater.
And the way she said it, I just looked at her. I was like, "Oh no, I'm friends with the key grip. I want to see his name."
She was like, "Get out!
Get out, so I can sleep
and go home."
Plain. Suicide Squad had like two, didn't it? Didn't it have like
Jesus Christ? They're still trying to do that, huh?
Yeah, remember we stayed
for one.
No, we watched two.
Did we?
Yeah,
one is real quick. It's like real quick. As soon as like a couple of the credits start flashing, it goes, and then the other one's like
a mid credit clip, and then an end credit clip.
Yeah.
No.
It's you know, go home and just watch it on HBO if you need to see those clips. You don't have to sit there for 10 minutes like we did.
with a lady with a broom staring at you like,
yeah.
But see, I like that most theaters do the thing now where they don't turn the lights up if there's a post-credits.
They don't turn them all the way up.
Well, this one didn't turn it up at all. Like, it was just like the movie still playing, basically. So I was like, that's cool. Right. Like, I appreciate that when they just leave it normal. So it's kind of like uncomfortable to try to leave. Because
it's almost like they're telling you to get the fuck out, right? It's like, hey, glad you came.
Thanks for the money. Leave.
Thanks for coming over and everything. But, you know.
I wish you could do that when I still was waiting tables. I wish you could do that shit and get people to leave.
Oh, just turn the lights up.
I mean, I'd get to the point where you're like, especially this one place that I worked, like you'd start putting up chairs and stuff and these people don't take the hint. Like, get out. And then, like, you've paid your check 45 minutes later, but they've got it, and they've got it on the back of the table, so you can't get it, and you need that so that you can finish your shit. And they're like, oh, what do you have for dessert? Nothing. We don't have dessert. We don't have coffee. We don't have anything. I'll take that piece of paper, please.
We don't sell food here.
Live my life.
There's nothing left for you here.
We closed 5 minutes after you got here.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Take it to Waffle House.
Getting drunk people to leave a bar is...
Yeah. I'm that guy.
It's horrible.
Guy that...
I remember it was where I worked at, and I've got a few stories, but Crosby, our buddy Crosby, he was working the door for a lunacy party, which is, you know, people get crazy on a full moon anyway, and we gave them an avenue of like, hey, clothing optional, body paints, DJs, come here and make mistakes, and people love to come there and make mistakes. Oof. But he said that the lights came on and there was this girl who was completely naked and body painted and just chatting, you know, with some people. But the lights came on and then she realized, oh, my God, it's 2 a.m. and the lights are on and I'm naked in a bar. It's just that dawning of realization of like, oh, the real world still exists. And I just forgot about it for a while.
I mean, that's what you came for.
Yeah. Well,
that's why we're here.
Lights on. Why are we here?
To turn the lights on.
Forget the real world for a little while.
Oh, this is where I play that Shredder speech from Ninja Turtles 1. Huh?
The real world hates you. Come here, children. Something along those lines. I'll play it. It'll make sense.
You are here because the outside world rejects you. This is your family. I'm your father.
That was amazing, Toker. Thank you for playing that clip.
You're welcome. And transition. I want to roll dice.
All right.
Yeah, let's do it.
Here we go.
This is a TPK in a fucking hole.
Let's go stab one of nature's lovely creatures.
Welcome back to the map. I haven't said that in a long time.
What is this thing? I haven't seen it in so long.
What is this place?
This is the place you roll initiative and maybe die.
Look at that waterfall.
Have you rolled initiatives?
I did.
Yes.
Dorian.
Yeah. 8.
Razbad.
17.
Ladros.
12.
Amun.
I got a natural 1 for a total of 4.
Alrighty. Sonder.
19.
Jeebus.
No. I rolled an 18. Woo.
I got a 10. 11. Sorry. 11.
Who else got? Sonder, you said you got a plus 1 bonus?
Yes.
Okay, then.
Okay, then. Don't like that. Don't like that at all. Okay,
then.
It means that the full scrim gets to go again, realizing that 2 of these members have resisted her wily charm. She will attempt to cast her enchanted music on someone else in the group.
Oh, no.
And I think it'll be the next person who's the closest. And we'll go with Razbad. She turns her musical instrument in your direction. Give me that lovely, lovely will save.
Oh, here we go. I've got a plus 8 to will. And I rolled a nat 20! So 28.
Why do you play these games if you just lie about the rolls all the time? Where's the fun in that? Yeah, well, that one's go. Sonder.
So, there's only this one thing that I see so far, yes?
And the tropical birds.
Fireball.
Firebird.
Those are just birds, right?
Sure.
Hey, birds.
As far as we know, yeah. They've made no aggressive action toward us.
And anyway, the knowledge would be nature?
Yep.
Yeah. I ain't got it. So,
those are birds. They might be kangaroos. I don't know.
Those are beautiful birds.
Fucking birds!
So, what I'm going to do is 1, 2...
Birds aren't real.
5, 10... I'm going to move to the left of Razbad here.
Okie dokie.
And I am going to cast prayer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to give everybody a +1, +2. That should reach everything. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Like, it should reach everything except for maybe that one in the far away from me. 5, 10, 15, 20. How far away is that other bird? The bird on the right?
Yeah, that one's too far.
Okay, yeah, so everything but the bird on the right should get a... If you're with
minus
me...
-1 to everything.
Yeah. If you're with me, you get a +1 luck bonus on attack rolls, weapon damage rolls, saves, skill checks.
So that means everyone but Dorian.
Why?
He's making a joke.
Yeah, it was just a joke.
Oh, okay.
You've already established
tease. Far enough.
No, I was joking on that. Everyone who's with me.
That was the joke.
I mean, he's with us for the time being anyway.
Sonder and Thaladros, give me a... I've got two mouses here. Give me... I think it's a will save.
Woo. 14.
Yeah.
Okay. And it is mind affecting, right?
It is not.
Why not? What is it?
It's a glamour.
Is that an enchantment?
It's an illusion.
That's okay. That's 24 then.
Okay. You're both fine, but you do realize now that the birds are, in fact, other creatures. As they fly down and do a, as a standard action, a mocking fey. I just told you what they were.
They're weird.
They simply appear to be a miniature, like they could change to become a miniature version of the people they just tried to do this spell to. So now there's a little flying Sonder and a little flying Vladros.
I waste
it looks like
my
a fucking parrot with a human head. That's kind of what they look like.
That's the wrong thing that I'm reading. Where's the... Why did I put these things in here? Oh, it was just daze. They were trying to daze you.
Mm.
Yeah. Sorry, I was reading the wrong little cue card. I was like, what? This doesn't make sense. They turn into you and you become dazed at their beauty. We're going to go with it. It's canon now. I didn't make a mistake.
I mean, have you seen Vladros?
W-H-A-T what?
He's handsome.
Yeah, these birds fly down and there's a shimmer of an illusion as the one that's looking at you, Sonder, becomes a tiny you, and the one that's looking at Vladros becomes a tiny Vladros. But you're able to see through the illusion and not become dazed at the confusing thing that has just happened. Let's move on and act like that's how that was supposed to happen. Razbad.
It's gorgeous, but not quite the
deep
real
is
thing.
The pool, does it look like it's swim depth, or is it only 10 feet deep, or, you know, or
further,
3 feet deep?
Further down, when Vladros got into it, it was waist deep, but you're not sure how deep it actually is from here. It's clear, but it's deceptive. It doesn't look like it's super deep, like you can see the bottom, but you don't exactly know either.
Well, we know about the fae in the waterfall. What about those birds? I'm going to take a look at them real quick and then decide which way I'm going to go.
I rolled a 14 plus 11, so
47,
25.
These are mocking fae. They are. I was just going to let that stupid name sink in for a minute.
They are fae that mock you.
Yeah. This tiny sprite has the head of a human, humanoid in the body of a brilliantly colored parrot. So if they gotten closer, you would have seen that their faces are actually humanoid. Special. They can obviously dazzle people with illusion spells. They can attack like a bird. Nothing really special outside of that. Tiny fey birds.
5, 10, 15, 20. I will go to there and try and smash the little fey in. As a swift action, I will do, is it fey bane?
Yeah.
They are fey? All right. Then I will take a swing with my mighty warhammer. And does a 20 hit?
Yes.
All right. It is magical. It is not cold iron.
They don't have that DR. They're weak little fey.
Oh, okay.
Like literally what I told you is all of their special abilities.
Okay. Very good. Smash the birdie! With Feybane on, it's 4, so that would be 10, 18 damage.
Just before it dies, it turns into the daughter of Father Solman.
Oh, God.
You crush its head. The joke will never die. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Let's see, that was 17. We move on down the list to 12.
At least we made a whole episode without it, without doing it once last time.
I think we talked about not doing the joke anymore last episode, though. Which makes me think we did the joke last episode.
Pre-recording.
Was it pre-recording?
Yeah. Did you say 12?
I did. Vladros.
I do not like being enchanted, it makes me angry! Raging.
And is I'm that good. What that was?
Yep.
That's what you call rage, huh?
When I'm trying not to wake up the house, yes. I'm going to go... Can I see the chick that tried to enchant me?
No.
Is she visible?
It's in the water. I've still got the token there because that's where she vanished into it, but that was her last known location.
So she's invisible right now. I don't see her.
Right.
Well, then I'm going to slog. Oh, I can't move this guy. I'm going to slog.
Let me double check. You might actually be able to see her. It's the transparency. Is it greater invisibility? No, it is just invisibility. So because she attacked... You can see her. She is standing there.
Then I would like to charge her if I can. I don't think I can charge through difficult terrain.
It is definitely difficult terrain.
Then I will move to her.
5, or 10, 20, 30. Get you right Boom. There.
Perfect. And I'm going to swing Shashka at her face. Probably not. That's a 2 on the die because this day's been great. 19.
A 2 on the die and you still got a 19 to hit?
Yeah, I have a plus 17 when I'm power attacking with Furious Focus and Raging.
Then
and
that
I
is...
also have the
and you have
stance.
A plus 1 from...
and a plus Mahogany. 1 from Prayer.
That is a hit then.
Dope. That makes me... That pleases me. It makes me, pleases me. 7 plus 16 for 23.
And is it cold iron?
It's not, but it's magical. I don't think that matters.
It does not. So a nice hit from your weapon there against this creature. It lets out a painful scream, but it doesn't seem to be too phased by the blow. could tell its natural armors and DR kind of kept it from being super serious. Nim.
All right, so the Mocking Fae, is that the little creature that's right near Razbad? Is it just one left?
There's just one left.
All right, I'll leave the wall, man. All right, so I need a... Hold on, let me see. She has spell resist?
I don't believe these do. They don't.
All right, well, I'm going to try to hit it with this.
Do something juicy.
Nervation. I'm not saying that
Innervation.
Right. Innervation. That sounds right. All right, I rolled an 11, and that gives me... It's a long since I actually attacked something. It's weird.
You get plus one from me.
And then a minus four for shooting into combat.
Be glad that's it doesn't have spell 16 resistance.
Minus, so 16, 17, and then minus four. So I got 13 to hit a ranged touch.
That will miss.
Dang. Shut up.
You might want to take precise shot feet.
It's not. Yeah, I'm not ever going to do that.
We could talk about character builds after it, but yeah, you know, shooting into combat's difficult. I will say this: you just barely missed. So it's not like it was a give me, but yeah, its touch AC is pretty good for a naked Fae. It is pretty nimbly pimbly, so hitting its touch is a little difficult from time to time. We will move on. Did you have any movement or anything though?
No, I'm going to stay put for now. I feel like I'm in a good spot. I may be wrong.
Dorian.
Dorian basically quickly limbers up, drawing out his cold iron short sword. You see his ears elongate, gills grow on his neck, and his skin turn bluish, and then he leaps into the water, swimming directly adjacent to Vladrost.
What now?
Are you an aquatic half-elf?
No.
Ew.
Are we still on the truth-telling, Dorian?
Like, we're going to have to talk about that.
Because you said you told us all the things earlier.
The change was a standard, so that's basically all I could do.
Okay. Yeah, this is...
Monkey
this
fish?
This is new for y'all to see. No, it's not monkey fish. It wasn't a spell. He physically changed a bit as he touched the water and was able to maneuver through it better. Right? Amun.
Amun would like to move here. 5, 10, 15.
It's going to be difficult terrain as soon as you get in the water.
Oh, that's right.
So you could 5 foot and be here, but then that'll be 15, 25. That'd be as far, as you can move. Oh, and then, yeah.
What if I take 5, 10, 15, and then 20 could be in difficult terrain?
There's so many circles. Is this the one? Sorry. Yeah, that'll work.
If I took the land route.
Yeah.
And it's her harp she's holding. Does it look golden?
It looks exquisitely made.
Like there's metal on it, though?
No.
There's no metal?
No.
Most harps aren't.
Oh. Well, then I will also use my standard action to transform into my undead vision or vestige.
Okay. Very cool, very cool.
Yeah, somehow I'm the weird one.
Amon has totally always been the creep.
We've just kind of gotten used to his
blood.
Weirdness.
It'll heal you.
Okay. The one on you there, Vladros, will attempt to do two slam attacks.
Okay.
The first one is a 15, probably missing.
Correct. That's your minus one, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And the next one, also a miss. Five on the die doesn't really do too much there. However, it goes invisible. And then the those floating bits, piles of treasure at the left and right of the waterfall form, and you see it is two more Fogrum. This time, who all's passed it so far? So we'll hit Amon with one. Give me a will save, and
does this go through SR?
I believe so, because it's a supernatural effect.
Well, if it goes through, then it doesn't matter. Is it mind affecting? Just to make sure.
It is mind affecting.
All right, that's good.
No. I'll have to beat your SR.
Oh, okay. Dope.
The only reason I'm not choosing Dorian is because of the mark. So, Vladros, another will save.
Okay.
Don't forget your plus one to that.
I don't think it's going to matter when I roll a 3.
Ooh.
Well, shit.
Plus 9. So that's... And plus 11 because it's versus enchantment. So that's 14.
That is still a fail. Ladros, the one to the far right of the waterfall is just the most beautiful creature you have ever seen. And on your next turn, you will do anything you can to get next to that creature just to touch its skin or to kiss its lips. And if you were raging, your rage is over.
Right.
Well, it's only 2 rounds of exhaustion, though.
No, it's fatigued.
And then...
For a minute.
The same spell goes off at Amun, but your scarab bracelet glows with power, preventing it from affecting you, because I rolled a 5 on the spell. That's our check.
Yay!
Razbad, give me a will save.
A will save? Okay.
Sorry, Sonder goes first. Sonder.
What?
I was about to have the bird go, but you go before the bird does, so it's your turn.
Indeed, quiet. Realizing I should have done this first round, and now it's kind of not going to be doable. So, mm-hmm. Sunder is going to... She's going to cast Bless, and that should stack, because that's a morale bonus, and the other one's a luck bonus.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So now everyone has +2 to all of your attack rolls, and then +1 to everything else from the one thing, and then an additional +1 if it's a fear effect for saving throws.
Cool.
Does that make sense?
Is that AC as well?
Yes.
No,
it's any roll.
AC.
Kevin, just let her explain the spell, please.
Yeah, blesses +1 morale bonus to attack rolls and on saving throws against fear effects. The other one is just on everything that you roll.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any movement?
No movement, but I am going to draw my crossbow.
Alrighty.
And have it loady.
Okie dokie. Now, Razbad, give me that will save.
Rolled an 8, so +9, including the +1 to... from prayer is 17.
I'm pretty sure that'll get it.
That's +2 because you got +1 from bless, +1 from prayer.
The DC was 12, so you're good. So you are not dazed by the creature.
I'll shut up.
All right, and that was coming from the weird bird thing.
Yep, and it flies away. Well, to the other side of the water there.
Did it fly past the moon?
Probably not. Well, he's got that whip. I will say that you...
Reach.
Yeah, it's up pretty high, but because you have that whip, you should be able to take an attack of opportunity. Good catch.
Yeah, buddy.
It's shaking. Can I help?
Yeah, pay attention, Amon. Jesus.
I don't think it matters when I roll a... Hold on. That's a 14, 15, 16 to hit.
A 16 will hit.
Yeah.
It's a bird. What were you expecting?
1d8 +4, so 10 damage.
Whoops. But you didn't kill it. loser.
I whipped it good. I don't have all like right. any of my buffs activated yet, but just you wait.
I'll get my there. Round. I'm
it was never your round, Kevin.
Oh, I thought it was my turn.
No, it was the bird's turn. The first room go, then the birds go. Now it's your go.
Wait, sorry, one more thing.
No,
how many squares did that bird cross from me? I got three attacks of opportunity.
It can only provoke from doing that thing once.
Okay, never mind then. Just putting it out there.
Now it's Razbad's go.
All right. I'm coming in. My weapon is already is Bane versus Fae, so I will continue that. And then I will call down a Judgment of Destruction, granting me +2 to damage.
Okay.
So run in, leap off of the bit of ledge. As I fly into the water, bringing down the hammer. And rolled a 16. So plus
that'll
11.
Hit.
Yes, I hit. And it is not cold iron once again. But I do have the Bane on there. 12 damage, rolled low.
Okay. All right. So, and accounting for its DR, not much. Lydros, make your way towards.
So I have no option in that. I have to move closer to it.
Yeah, I will read the enchanted music thing for you. Your target is filled with lust and desire for a single creature or object as designated by you at the time of the casting. That creature or object must be within the spell's range, blah, 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 blah. The target is filled with the compulsion to rush to the subject of its lust and passionately kiss or caress that subject on its next turn, taking no other actions.
So I can't sheathe my weapon.
Yeah, but you wouldn't drop it either. You just...
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I move where the waterfall is in front of Dorian, or do I need to move behind him?
You can move however you want to. You're just your movement needs to be next to that creature.
10, 20, 30. I can get right next to it.
Okay.
In the square diagonally south of it.
And
I can't go that far. I need to move one back toward Dorian.
There
we go. Yep.
Okay. And then that was a one move.
Yeah, then I guess I'm gonna reach out to her and
okay,
try to play tonsil hockey
with the smoochy smoochy.
Yeah. Give me a will save again.
Oh lord,
as she bites off your tongue.
Hot,
we're getting all bordello of blood over here.
That is it versus fear, enchantment?
It's a fortitude save.
Okay. Is that versus fear or enchantment?
No.
Okay. Then
you still got that +1.
Yep. Yeah, it's 17.
Come
on, Vlad.
This thing's dirty.
And so I am completely out of breath.
If the target cannot breathe water, it cannot hold its breath and immediately begins to drown slowly. On its turn, the target can attempt the DC fortitude save to cough up water, which you didn't. If it fails, it falls unconscious at 0 hit points.
Oh. All right, great.
Oh, you died.
Glad I got to play this guy.
Poker.
I do die because I fall unconscious in the water.
Yeah, you fall unconscious at 0 hit points. On the next round, a fallen target must attempt another DC 16 fortitude save, dropping it to -1 hit points and dying if it fails. It's different than normal dying. Oh. On the next round, this will be the third round, it must attempt to save again or it loses 1 D6 hit points.
90 hit points gone. 90.
On the first successful save, the water clears from the target's lung and it stabilizes. So you've got some time, but yeah, this is dangerous.
How deep is he on the 16? You just read the DC was 16. Sorry.
We're gonna keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah. How deep is he underwater though? Did you say he
it was it under? Was waist deep, so he's you okay. know. But I'm saying because he's, you know, it's, we'll just worry about the spell.
Above my head. That's where it is.
Yeah, yeah. That was Lazarus at 12, so we'll go to Nim.
That's why I was asking, because if I can get to him from where I am. 20, 25, 30, 35, 40.
Well, it's difficult terrain in the water.
It's difficult terrain in the water, so I can't get there.
You can summon something there next turn.
Let him play his character.
Celestial Kevin. Hippo.
Kevin, let people play their character.
I mean, seeing him go under, I'm going to move here.
Where's here?
I haven't decided yet. I don't want to get that close.
So you're just making words to fill the time.
Actually, maybe you should play his character, Kevin. Might make the turns go faster.
Summon a celestial hippo and have it pull him out of the water.
He wishes he could summon a monster that powerful.
I'm gonna move here. That's a double move for me, but that's going to be my go. I can't get there and do something, so I'm going to get close enough, but far enough away where I can do something next time. That's all I'm doing. And I had something planned, but it changes when something like that happens right before your turn starts.
Yeah. Zorian.
Looking to try. Okay, first of all, is Vladros still above water, or did he sink into the water?
Just his head.
Okay, well, I can still see his head, so I don't really know what's going on. Move me here, and I will come up and backstab this monster.
As you step to here, an attack of opportunity goes off from the invisible one that was invisible in front of you.
Okie dokie.
That is a 24 to hit.
That will hit.
It's only 5 damage.
Only no damage.
Why is that?
I have DR5 cold iron.
Oh, that is right. But she is visible, so if you can still move, or you can change your. You're gonna keep moving to get in that flanking.
Yes, I am. Okay. But I whisper, "I'll be back for you in a minute."
Good.
Let's see. I got a 16 to hit, and that gives me a 26 to hit.
That'll hit.
All right. Sweet.
Fabulate him with your cold iron sneak attack.
13, 14, 15 damage.
That's with the sneak attack?
That is with the sneak attack. It's kind of crappy.
Yeah. I was expecting a dead one, but that's not what happened.
Yeah, well, lots of twos and threes.
Let's see if a mun can change things.
I can, but could you move me where I am 30 feet away from Vladros, but not any closer to the main person? Like, if I move down 2, that would that be 30 feet away?
5, 10, 15, 20. 10, 20. I think you'd have to move back to where you were.
But if I did a 30-foot burst, would I still get Vladros?
Not from there.
From here, I think you would. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. But 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. You'd also hit the one at the top left.
Yeah, Vlad Jaros is more important. Sorry, guys. But yeah, I will send 2 bird. Uses of my lay on hand.
So here's the deal. Before you do that, give me a wisdom check.
Okay. That's a 19 plus 3 for 21.
You realize that a healing spell is not what's going to save Vladros, because he can't breathe. He is drowning. He is not hurt.
Oh, okay. Well, then, could you move me back to where I was and then move me 2 squares closer to him?
Yes.
Five. Yep. And then, yep. And then I'm going to use my improved whip mastery. I'm assuming because he's in water, he's going to be a little bit lighter than normal.
That's one way to look at it.
Well, improved whip mastery. Let me pull up the. When wielding a whip, you threaten an area of natural reach plus 5 feet. You can also use a whip to grasp an unintended, small, or tiny object within your whip's reach to pull that object into your square. To do so, you must hit AC 10 with a melee touch attack. You could use this whip to grasp onto an object within your reach, within your whip's reach, and use 5 feet of your whips as if it was a grappling hook. So I was wondering if I could grab him and pull him to me.
I like where your head is at. And I think rules as written would be no. But I like it. So give me a check, but I'm going to give it, it's going to be a fairly difficult whip check. And you need to use perform whip.
Oh, that's rude.
It's a performance.
Come on, Lash LaRue, let's see it.
I have a zero in performance.
I was joking. Just give me the attack.
Okay. That's a 17 plus 10 plus 2, so that's a 29.
Nice. Yeah, that'll do it. You were able to pull him to you. I'll say you're latched on there. I think what you're trying to do is you're going to try and pull him to you and heal him.
Yeah, essentially that's the idea. Get him out of combat.
Basically, get him out of the water is the first step, really.
So you've latched on to him, and I'll say you can strength him over to you so that your whip is on there. She could pull him to you on your next turn and heal. It's one full round action.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. Back to the top, which is their go. The one next of Ladros vanishes. The one here is going to take an attack at Dorian.
Sure.
Take two slam attacks at you. 23
hits
and a crit.
Uh-oh.
Rolling percentiles on that one. Okay. So the first slam with the thing is going to be 7 damage.
All right. 2.
And the next one I am going to say it channels part of the Karatnikus that is also your spirit, and this attack will do 1.5 times damage, but it'll bypass your DR.
Alrighty.
2. That's 8. So 14 damage.
Alright.
That's
Is that how we want to play it? Alright.
And then as a free action, it too will. This one steps up, 5 foot steps up to Amon there. It seems to be, this one seems, now that it's out of the waterfall, this one seems to be walking on the water.
What are we standing on? Or what am I standing on?
You're standing in the water. It's kind of muck at the bottom.
Muck? Okay.
So
not that's stone.
19 to hit you.
That does not hit me.
And its second slam attack, 26.
That does, but okay. Let's see if I have anything against that. Nope.
For 5 damage.
Nah, then what else is happening? I'm not falling for that. There's something else with that.
That's it. I rolled really terrible on 2d6.
Okay.
It is Saunders' go.
Question, when they rolled those knowledge checks, how much DR did they have? What's their DR?
I didn't give you a number.
Was it 5? I'm just asking because it'll affect
I rolled really high on that.
Yeah, he rolled really high, so it'd be like 5. Yeah, we'll say 5.
So we'll say 5. Okay. If it's not 5,
remember there is that bird that's still flying around that doesn't have DR cold iron.
I'm aware, Kevin. Let me play my turn. Thank you, though.
Just...
F that bird.
So, from there, from where I'm at, I am going to cast on Razbad Weapons Against Evil, which gives him, allows his weapon to ignore the DR of an evil creature that has DR 5 or lower.
Word. Any a movement, my lady?
No.
Indeed. Now it's that fucking bird's go. Y'all all hated it. Fuck that bird. Look at what it's doing. It's attacking Nim. It's flying in Nim's face.
Go, bird, go.
Fuck you, wizard. I know you've only got like 8 hit points. Let's do this.
It's a slap fight going on. That? It.
No.
It's a nat 20.
I need to see
a slap fight is happening.
All right. I rolled right in the middle as far as percentiles go. This mocking phase attack crits. So I'm doing 2d4 minus 1.
Pretty substantial.
Three damage.
Gutted.
And it looks like you in the face.
And you're
still
thing.
Doing all your minus ones on your attack rolls, right?
Well, I mean, I rolled a nat 20.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Yeah, minus one, that's a 19, bitch. Mm.
I don't think that's how that works. Plus to hit.
Does a 25 still hit you, Nim?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I would. And the only creature that's not affected by your prayer is this one.
Oh, okay.
Because it was all the way on the other side of the waterfall right when on. You did it. But the one between these two is the one that's been suffering from it. But that was the bird, the
anything,
MVP.
Right? Even those other two.
Yeah, as long as they were in the 40 foot. There was only one creature that wasn't in the 40 foot. So everything else is a minus one. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I was just pointing those out because they were invisible when you cast the spell.
Word. I'm just reminding you.
Mm-hmm. Razbad. You know what you should do, Razbad?
All right. I am going to... My first move... I'm going to make the move action and move there. I plan to continue moving unless what I think is about to happen happens.
No, don't metagame it. Where are you trying to go?
No, I'm really honestly trying to go here.
Okay.
So if it, but if the thing pops up. Okay. So nothing swung on me. And then I will continue with my Bane and my Judgment as they are set. Rolled an 18, so that is 28.
That'll hit.
You're going down, brother. 21 points of damage.
And you've got that weapon of awe, so that goes right through the DR. But it is still standing. You seem to almost cripple it, but it's still up. And we will move on to Ladros. Give me that fortitude save.
All right, this is a plus 9.
Okay,
to this fortitude save.
Ladros, excuse me. As I've run past Dorian, I do want to look him over. Does he look badly injured from taking his last attack? Okay. Thank you. Continue, Vlad.
27.
Ha! You cough up go back and read it one more time. The drowning touch. You cough up the water and are stable.
Cool. But unconscious.
Yeah, still at zero hit points. But no longer dying or drowning.
But if I'm unconscious, won't I sink under the water?
You might have if somebody didn't wrap their whip around you to pull you closer.
Okay. Yep. Good call.
Way to go. Put it off in a corner.
And I want to make it clear that I cast it on my weapon as well as Razbad's weapon.
Oh yeah, because I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that it's the crossbow that I cast it on.
Cool.
But I mean, I feel like, does that work though on the crossbow?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good.
If the crossbow is enchanted, the bolts you shoot out of it will be enchanted.
Okay.
But they won't be enchanted in somebody else's crossbow.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. Just checking.
It's normally spells like that. You can enchant just like a 20 arrows or whatever, and then two people could be shooting them, you know. But,
well, this is two weapons.
Yeah. Okay. That was Vladros. Nim.
All right, cool. So, Feisty will do a little something. I need to get a reflex save from that thing. And what's its alignment?
You're so descriptive.
Yeah,
the thing that's in front of you.
Yeah, the little bird thing.
The mocking fae?
The mocking fae.
And
mocking jay is a totally different thing.
It is a chaotic neutral bird.
Chaotic. Okay, cool. All right. So I need a reflex save on that.
15.
All right, so you made it. So that sucks. Then I want to get another. I'm gonna take a 5-foot step diagonally away from it.
Okay.
And give me another reflex save.
Even better this time. 22.
Well, that's my go then.
You need to start taking some half damage spells, man.
You were just throwing numbers at me. What were you trying to do?
Well, Feisty has a burst that she can do that does. It can do like 1d4 plus 4 depending on what the alignment of the creature is. Uh-huh. And then I try to just hit it with some adhesive spittle, just knock it on the ground. But
yeah should have went with the fort saves.
Yeah,
it's a tiny bird. It's got a pretty good reflex.
I did what I did.
You did.
And tactically drunky.
I will say I appreciate how quick that turn was, even though it was terrible.
I've been useless this whole combat, so.
Dorian.
All right, so the thing that turned invisible, it did not attack Razbad as he went by?
It did not.
Okay. Can I make a perception check real quick to see if I see any disturbance in the water that might indicate which square it's in?
You can.
All right. Let's see. I got, 31.
I rolled. Wow, 30. So you can tell that it is still in the square in front of you.
All right, well, nothing ventured, nothing gained, I say. And then I will slash at the square.
It'll still have the mischance. Yeah.
Does it still have the mischance that I roll a natural 20?
Oh, it does.
I will.
I will let you forego the crit to actually hit it.
Yeah, I'll do that.
All right.
9 damage.
Oh, because it's not flanked anymore.
Nope.
You might have wanted to go for that.
It's cold iron.
But his weapon is cold iron.
My weapon's cold iron.
Yeah, it is. But you know, the crit might have killed it. 9 damage did not. You can see that it is still standing there. Amon.
I can't see that it's still standing there, but I know it is.
Move action to pull in the Vlad.
Okay.
Like a sack of taters. Standard action. Or wait, I'm going to swift action to give myself a plus in my AC to 25.
Okay.
And then I'm going to use my Standard action to heal him.
You're going to do anything else?
I'm a heal defensively.
Okay. No, if I didn't say it, Kevin was about to. I could hear his voice revving up already.
I did, and I stopped myself. Hey, I held back. Duh, got out of my mouth.
How's that cast defensively check going?
Let's see. I rolled an 18 on the die.
Perfect. What level spell are you casting?
It's not a spell. It's just an ability I have.
Oh, then you might not have to cast defensively. If he's not casting a spell.
Yeah.
Well, it's a spell-like ability, it is. But
yeah. Well, I'm basically doing my lay on hands. That's what it. They call it something else, but it's basically lay on hands.
Yeah, something like touch of fervor.
Touch of fervor is what it is.
Or grope a dope.
Yeah, I'm groping a dope. And with 2d6s, I got a 4, but I used a blessing, so you get 6 points of health back.
Thank you.
Your eyes open. You feel terrible, like you've swallowed a bunch of water. But you're alive.
At least it was fresh water.
You don't know that yet.
Yeah.
No, we were resupplying the boat's water supply from this.
It was a joke, Kevin.
It was a joke. The thing is all water streams from one giant fey penis in this world, so fresh is only relative. You know, it stands on the top of that mountain y'all can't see the top of yet, and for 40 million years it has just peed. He'll never go dry.
Now it's canon. Now it has to happen.
Yeah, fan art.
No. I don't think we're gonna have fans or art.
You're like my giant fey peeing god, or else. It is the phase go. So one appears behind Amon, taking two attacks, flanking.
Don't you do it?
22 doesn't hit.
Nope.
But a 29 does.
Stop it.
For 2, 6, 7 damage.
Yes.
And then the one on the other side of you will also take 2 attacks. Missing almost horribly. And missing almost horribly again. But that one still has an action left to vanish.
They have to be fully immersed in water to...
I swear to God, Kevin, if you keep trying to tell me how to play these fucking monsters...
No, I thought you had read that, and that's why I moved to the white one, because it was out of the waterfall.
Yeah. Then you're standing on top of a bunch of water. All it has to do is sink down half a bit. The one up there takes an attack on you, Dorian.
Yep.
22.
We'll do it.
And for its second attack, less than that, that's a 20.
That's my AC.
Oh. So the first attack does 6 damage, and the second one does 10.
All right, so 6 altogether.
And then it is Saunders' go.
All right. Nim, why can't you kill a void?
I'm an old man, and it's nap time. Tired.
I'm going to try to save Nim from himself. I mean, from the bird. That is a 15 to hit the void.
That is the bird's AC exactly.
Frick yeah. That is 6 points of damage with the crossbow.
And it had 3 hit points left.
Yeah. That's bye-bye, Boydy.
Thank you, Miss Sardo.
You're welcome. Now do something.
I've been trying.
Now it's
trying and failing.
Were you doing anything else?
No.
Now it's the bird's go. It played dead. It's still alive. It's the boss. No, it's dead. Razbad.
guess I will fourth round of my Bane, and I will move to the Fae I can see and go hammer time. 16 hit.
A 16 does not hit.
All right.
Okay, swing and a miss from old Raz as we move to Vladros.
Am I prone?
Yeah.
And standing up would provoke?
Yeah. And but fortunately, also... you were still holding your sword.
Yes.
I know. Yeah, we'll say you are.
Thanks. Because that would have sucked if I'd had to go back and find it underneath the water.
Yeah.
I would like to play. So from prone, I'm going to turn off power attack and, well, actually turning off power attack doesn't do anything. Yes, it does. I'm going to attack from prone, I guess. Okay. Attacking twice. 19, probably not.
That'll hit.
And then a natural 20.
That will also hit.
Awesome.
Okay. Slash them ankles.
Yes, I'm going for the hamstrings.
This is one that hasn't been hit yet. Give me the percentiles for your crit, though.
The hammies.
Okay, percentile on my crit. 78.
Okay, let's do damage on the first one.
First one is 13 damage.
Okay. And then your crit. So you swing through with the one, then you come through and you hit the same spot again, doing double damage and bypassing its DR.
Oh, very nice. So this is going to be double nines on my crit. So that's 12 plus 18, that's 30 points of damage.
Yeah. 30?
30.
This thing had 29 hit points left after that first
Dang.
Hit.
Dang.
Nice.
Revenge. Revenge.
I said, I don't like being enchanted.
That's why you don't poke the bear.
That's right.
The Nim... After that, I believe, yes.
All right, cool. So I'm going to start doing what I should have done to begin with and start summoning.
Okay. Dorian.
I will attempt to do a feint on this fellow.
Okay.
I have a 30 to bluff.
And it's against my sense motive.
Yeah.
Think you might have won that one.
No, you didn't.
I didn't?
Oh. You did not.
All right.
Then I just will say this thing's sense motive was a plus 16.
All right.
That's I will, more than mine.
Then I will make a perfectly normal attack. That would be a 19.
That will hit its AC, though.
Oh, okay. Enjoy your 9 damage again.
So close.
Jesus Christ.
Vicious stab, but it is still standing. Amon.
I would like to slosh back 5 feet.
You can't 5 foot step in here.
I know.
Okay.
I'm hoping that she takes a swipe at me.
Well, now that you said you're hoping that she takes a swipe at you, it makes me think I want to keep her invisible.
But that's metagaming.
That's metagaming.
She doesn't know that he's hoping shit. That.
Let me roll percentiles, high or low.
Whatever I'll one makes you
metagaming.
Win.
Huh?
I love high. I'll take high.
High.
That's why you never tell the DM what you
74. She does take the attack of opportunity.
Thank you, attack, bitch.
And she misses.
She gets high.
I think I've rolled a 3, a 3, and a 4 with every attack with her here lately.
Well, where she was right there didn't move. All right.
Yeah. Nice. The slosh back 5 feet. I'm going to use a swift action to make my weapon holy.
Oh.
For one round. Put 5 rounds left on that. And then I'm going to attack this bitch.
Do it.
I got a 22.
That'll hit.
All right. So that is 2d6 holy for 5 holy damage. And then 5. And then 11 other damage. Okay. So.
Other. That's great.
That's 15 total.
Right. The holy goes straight through. Right? Okay. And then yep. You did 11 damage. She had 11 yep. hit points left. So because you went holy, it was enough to kill her.
Yay. Take that, bitch.
All right. It is the last. Like, oh, wait, sorry.
I want to describe my kill, but go ahead. Fine.
Oh, yeah, please.
I wanted to wrap my whip around her neck and then slam her head into a nearby river rock.
That's gross. So I like it.
That'd be cool.
Skrunk. Yeah. You mistakenly, Vladros, you think that's a river rock and you slam the thing's head into it. Vladros, take 8 damage, putting you back at -2. It is the last one's go. Seeing that the other two have been killed, this one vanishes. Both Razbad and Dorian can give me perception checks as this one tries to flee.
That's less good. 22.
Nope, you can't make out where it's going.
Perception.
You're all like a 73.
Plus 13, so 26.
Hmm. I might need to actually roll. We'll see if it's bad. Ooh. You got it by 1. So you can take an attack, but it's still going to get the 50% mischance.
All right. 22.
22 could hit.
All right. Higher. I'm rolling high hits.
Yeah.
65.
That'll hit. I'll save you the trouble of rolling more dice. She had 3 hit points left. That's why she was trying to flee when her companions go down. You reach out with your mace of story hook, your story hook ending Warhammer, and take this thing right, kick this thing right in the head. It goes down, become invisible. And we'll pick up the pieces next episode.
Can't wait to see what's behind this waterfall.
What is wrong with this thing?
You know what's behind that waterfall? Nothing.
Better be fucking treasure.
The treasure was the bait that brought us into the water.
The treasure was the friends we made along the way. Also, here's one thing, gold.
Here's one thing, all that sparkling stuff that you saw, that's an ability they have where they look like treasure to get people to come up and touch them. So that's not even real treasure.
Shit.
Well, I have decided,
that's awesome.
Moving forward, I'm never writing backstory for a character again. Every character that I've ever written a backstory for that I put effort and work and thought into.
You just gotta be Todd from next door.
You didn't die
though. From next door.
No, I know I'm not dead, but it's just I was sitting there thinking, nope, never writing another backstory.
Are you going with the frontier mentality? You know, you have to survive 2 years before we'll name you. I've got to get 2 levels before we work on backstory at all.
Yep. That's what I'm going to do. Hell, I had one character that I played for 2 sessions.
Oh, don't be staring at me. Yeah. It's my fault.
That's a spoiler for another show.
But I wasn't saying that it was on a show.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's not Tucker on another did. Show.
Yeah.
Speaking of other shows, you can find those other shows. I hate being
behind listening to shit.
We've got Raiders.
It's all ruined now.
We've got Raiders of the Lark now coming out behind from the Patreon wall, so you can check out that
show.
You can check that one.
There's a lot less Noob, Matt, and Kevin in it, so it's phenomenal.
Yeah, it's much better.
It's pretty good.
It's much more focused.
Yeah, it's good.
There's a few tangents.
You cannot say Jeff is more focused with his convoluted plan.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Jeff is sometimes too focused.
Jeff focuses on gaming.
Focuses for you and for you and for you and for you and for you.
He's got focus for everyone. But yeah, it's got Jeff on there. It's got Will on there. It's got Terrence and Frakes and Maho on there. You know, the stars of this, really.
Yeah, the actual good players. I can't say that. I've had so many characters die.
Yeah, I saved your ass this game.
Yeah. Keep coming in with the fatalities and saving people. Like, yeah, breakout star today, Noob. Give yourself a Benny.
Yes.
David Hasselnoob.
I'm up to two Bennies. Watch Noob Show.
Nah. I'm gonna give you two Bennies. I'm gonna give Terrence a Benny because of the backstory work we collaborated with for the Kratnikus in the last episode.
I like that.
You should give me a Benny. I never use them.
So I'm not giving you any. You've got like 10 of them, so you don't get any.
When I remember that I have them, you won't let me use them to give them to other people, even though you're like, oh, you can give them to somebody else.
You
and then when I try to, you're like, oh, you can't do that.
You can give somebody a Benny right now.
I will give a Benny to Matt because he raised his hands.
And because this is the first episode in a long time where he took a turn and it only lasted like 2 minutes.
Oh, come on. That one turn lasted like 5 seconds. I missed every fucking thing I tried.
I'll take away a Benny from Kevin because he kept trying to play all of our turns.
Stop it. I don't have any Bennies.
Right. You'll never get one. When you get one, you won't have any.
I don't have a fucking water hippo.
No, you
all
don't.
Hippos are water hippos, but I don't have a specific one.
Check out the dice box below. If you want to get any of these shows sooner than we release them, you can go to our Patreon and find them that way. And
there's also merch and shit. There's links to our merch store.
I always leave my hat outside because I wear it to work. People ask about it. It's got Bagsy on it. I fucking love that hat.
Yeah, cool. I like my pillows. Mm-hmm. I put it right behind my head where a pillow goes, but you can't see it.
See that we buy there. Our That's... own merch. Is that like wearing your own band T-shirt to your show? Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
No. You're allowed to if you're in the band. If you're going to see the band as a fan, you're not.
Yeah. To wear. Unless you bought it that night and you don't have anywhere else to put it, then you can put it on.
That's
over what you have.
That's a weird. Why is that thing? Rule?
If you don't have, like, if you're a woman and you don't have, like, something to put it in, you don't carry a purse or shit like that, you can go ahead and throw the shirt on.
There are a few exceptions to the rules in my mind. You shouldn't just wear the band T-shirt to the show you're going to see because it makes you seem kind of like a poser, or at least that used to be the vibe. But I think if you've got, like, the tour shirt from 20 years ago, you can wear that to the show. That's got a story behind it. And if you bought the shirt that night of that tour, you can wear the shirt, but otherwise you shouldn't wear the shirt.
Yeah, I'm good because I wear the shirt all the time.
Knowingly wear the go to a concert wearing the shirt of that.
These have been rules. These have been rules.
I was never cool then.
These have been rules for people who go to shows who care about what other people think.
Yep.
If you don't care what other people think, wear whatever the fuck you want.
Do what you want.
Thank you all for watching. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye now.
Bye, everybody.
Send me working dice.
Thank you.